Presently, Tauhadras made a sign that the chamber be cleared, and that the prisoners be left alone before him. Slowly the chieftains, the warriors, and the women melted away into the shadows of the surrounding chambers, and Dejathoris and Sola stood alone before the Jeddak of the Tharks. One chieftain alone had hesitated before departing. I saw him standing in the shadows of a mighty column, his fingers nervously toying with the hilt of his great sword, and his cruel eyes bent in implacable hatred upon Tauhadras. It was Tars Tarkas, and I could read his thoughts as they were an open book for the undisguised loathing upon his face. He was thinking of that other woman who, 40 years ago, had stood before this beast, and could I have spoken a word into his ear at that moment, the reign of Tauhadras would have been over. But finally he also strode from the room, not knowing that he left his own daughter at the mercy of the creature he most loathed. Tauhadras arose, and I, half fearing, half anticipating his intentions, hurried to the winding runway which led to the floors below. No one was near to intercept me, and I reached the main floor of the chamber unobserved, taking my station in the shadow of the same column that Tars Tarkas had but just deserted. As I reached the floor, Tauhadras was speaking.
"Princess of Helium, I might wring a mighty ransom from your people, would I but return you to them unharmed. But a thousand times rather would I watch that beautiful face writhe in the agony of torture. It shall be long, drawn out, that I promise you. 10 days of pleasure were all too short to show the love I harbor for your race. The terrors of your death shall haunt the slumbers of the red men through all the ages to come. They will shudder in the shadows of the night as their fathers tell them of the awful vengeance of the green men, of the power and might and hate and cruelty of Tauhadras. But before the torture you shall be mine for one short hour, and word of that too shall go forth to Tardos Mor, Jeddak of Helium, your grandfather, that he may grovel upon the ground in the agony of his sorrow. Tomorrow the torture will commence. Tonight thou art Tauhadras's. Come."
He sprang down from the platform and grasped her roughly by the arm. But scarcely had he touched her than I leaped between them. My short sword, sharp and gleaming, was in my right hand. I could have plunged it into his putrid heart before he realized that I was upon him. But as I raised my arm to strike, I thought of Tars Tarkas, and with all my rage, with all my hatred, I could not rob him of that sweet moment for which he had lived and hoped all these long, weary years. And so, instead, I swung my good right fist full upon the point of his jaw. Without a sound, he slipped to the floor as one dead.